SBS Radio.
Australia's Matildas take on Chile at Western Sydney Stadium on Saturday afternoon. The match is likely to break the highest ever attendance record for a women's home international. The previous record of just under 17,000 is set to be surpassed, with over 16,000 tickets already sold. At the end of a week when Australia's top female footballers sealed a four-year revenue-sharing arrangement with their male counterparts, it's a sure sign women's football in Australia is booming. Football Federation Australia's head of leagues, Greg O'Rourke, says the public support will help give the sport at the domestic level a big boost.
Have a record crowd here of 20,000 will have such a halo effect across the W League, and then we'll see the Matildas move around the country and play in other things, other stadiums. And that itself will just continue to inspire young people, young girls, but also young boys.
The pay deal the Socceroos and Matildas secured came after 18 months of negotiations. And the fact that it came about at all is due to the Socceroos agreeing to take a pay cut to allow money to flow to the women's game. The chief executive of the Professional Footballers Association, John Didelitzer, explains their thinking.
What the Socceroos are doing here is buying stocks in the Matildas. We think their stocks are on the rise, and we'll find out this Saturday afternoon whether that bet was worthwhile or not, but I've got no doubt that it is.
In the A-League, round five of the season kicks off on Friday night when the league-leading Melbourne City takes on the Central Coast Mariners at 7:30. New franchise Western United has also made a strong start to the season with two wins, one draw and one loss to sit in fourth spot. But on Saturday night, they'll welcome the unbeaten Western Sydney Wanderers, who sit in second place. On Friday night, Australia's cricketers line up against Pakistan, looking to secure a 2-0 T20 series win ahead of the Test series. Steve Smith's form with the bat this series and the preceding series against Sri Lanka has been one of the high points for Australia. Coach Justin Langer has run out of superlatives to describe the master batsman's form, and he believes he's getting better and better.
It seems like it, doesn't it? I mean, the Test series in England was incredible. His 90 in the semi-final in the World Cup was incredible. He plays shots. You just shake your head. He plays some shots, and you're sitting on the bench with the boys, and they're just looking at me going, "How's he do that?" It's got me buggered, I don't know. But yeah, he's getting better and better, which is great for Australian cricket.
In the Women's Big Bash League this weekend, the ladder-leading Sydney Thunder takes on the Perth Scorchers on Sunday. But arguably the match of the round sees the third-place Sydney Sixers take on the fourth-place Brisbane Heat on Saturday afternoon. To the National Basketball League, and there's a blockbuster fixture on Sunday afternoon when the top two go head-to-head at Sydney Olympic Park as the Sydney Kings take on the Perth Wildcats. Last weekend, the usually mild-mannered Kings coach Will Weaver was ejected from the court for a fiery verbal tirade at the match officials. He says as much as he regretted the incident, he will always come to the defence of his players if he feels they aren't getting enough protection from referees.
These guys are putting their bodies on the line and driving in there and relentlessly attacking the basket. And some of that is due to me begging them to do it. And I feel an obligation that they need to be protected. And on that play, I probably overreacted. I certainly overreacted.
And that match, like all NBL fixtures this season, can be seen live on SBS On Demand. John Baldock, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.